This is from a prompt way back in 2022. Still Dick Radke. Don't you remember me? I'm forgettable. This is from a prompt back in 2022. And the prompt was, tell us about your morning rituals. Do you drink coffee or tea? Do you leap out of bed, eager to start the day? Okay. The best part of waking up is the realization that I'm still alive. After about 10 minutes, I question the wisdom of that conclusion. Then I fart. Turn on the radio to WERN to listen to classical music with Stephanie Elkins, who greets me with, "Good morning, happy Thursday," which improves my attitude by about 40%. Belch. Cough. After turning on the radio, I swing my feet over the side of the bed and meditate for about 20 seconds. Then I pose a question to myself. Was I getting out of bed or was I getting back into bed? After answering the question, I call to the missus, who has risen an hour and a half earlier and already read the New York Times, read the Wisconsin State Journal, downed her bowl of gruel, and tended to whatever animals are roaming around the house. Clear my throat. Fart. Is the coffee on? I call out. If the answer is in the affirmative, I rise and stumble into the kitchen in my underwear. Greet the missus, pour the coffee. Scratch my privates, sneeze. I go back to my office, what we refer to as the war room, to get out today's edition of the Morning Report, a publication that has been enlightening a select group of subscribers for more than 1/20th of a century. Belch. Then it's back to bed, where the missus joins me for a look at what else is happening in the world. Typically, I read the New York Times Best of Late Night column to her, and then she reads a Garrison Keillor column to me. After a bit of huggy-huggy, I'm up again and down on the bedroom floor doing my morning stretches. 15 minutes of rediscovering the bones and muscles that have lied dormant through the night. Then a bit of double-tasking. Fart. By this time, the missus is steering her big-ass shark vacuum cleaner over the rugs and carpets, its high-pitched whine replicating the idling of a 747. I make tracks for the shower to mute the noise. I'll spare you the details of what goes on behind that curtain, aware of the old caution that some things cannot be unheard or unseen. Clear my throat, sing eight bars of Old Man River. When I emerge from the shower, the missus has left the compound to tend to her hay burners at the stable and to walk with the big gray wolf dog, Cassie, who lives with Czarina Faye Hansen down at the stable. The house and its property are now mine to command. I'm in charge of the whole kit and caboodle. I'm likely to direct a couple of orders at the cat, who ignores me. Having failed to exert my authority, I perform maintenance on the litter boxes, on the porch, and in the furnace room. Cough, blow my nose. Now I'm ready to go out and take the world by the throat and shake it. On most days, the world has other ideas.